The term pilgrim pope was first used to describe Paul VI. It was he who decided the time had come to bring the papacy to the people. Convinced that all roads no longer led to Rome, he was the first pope ever to board an aeroplane. Less than a year into his pontificate, Paul VI became the first pope to return to the Holy Land after St. Peter himself. American journalist Bob Miller was among those reporting on this historic pilgrimage. He recalled the emotion of seeing Paul VI on the banks of the River Jordan.
He walked down the stone steps at the spot where tradition says John the Baptist baptized Jesus. He didn't speak. He merely gazed at the waters.
That was the first of this pope's 11 journeys abroad. Another was to the United States, as the late Cardinal John Foley recalls.
The Pope had never visited the United States before. It seemed to be not only a visit of the Pope to the United Nations, but in a sense a ratification of the strength and goodness of American Catholicism.
We shall pray that your generous country will continue to be favored by God as you help those less fortunate.
It was this Roman pontiff's second journey that took him to India, in which he inaugurated a practice still continued today.
On the India flight, we were in the plane with the Pope. He inaugurated the tradition of the Pope walking through the plane, chatting with a journalist.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.